morning.
早上好。
So excited to be here. Merry Christmas to everyone.
很高兴的在这里见到大家，圣诞快乐。
I'd like to share a reflection from the book of Deuteronomy.
我想给大家从生命记分享一些思考。
this past Christmas, I think many of us may have our children who receive gifts on Christmas morning.
刚过去的圣诞节，大家很多儿童都收到了礼物。
And how many of you have kids that receive gifts on and open their gifts excitedly on Christmas morning? I see my.
有多少人圣诞节早晨收到礼物，然后呢，孩子们打开礼物很高兴。
So the tradition of a Christmas gift is to represent the greatest gift of all, which is on Christmas. You know, God gave His Son Jesus to us.
事实上，圣诞节的礼物更多的是预表着、代表着我们在圣诞节收到了最大的礼物。神把他的独生爱子基督耶稣赐给我们。
Our family was attending the Christmas service at Grace Bible, and the children's minister Dusty Davis did a great job. He asked all the kids to come up front, and then he do a Q&A style rendition of the Christmas story.
我们家在参加这个恩典教会的这恩典圣经教会的圣诞节晚圣诞节前夜的这个崇拜的时候，这个我们的儿童牧师做了一个很好的节目，他把这个所有的孩子都叫到前面去，然后进行了一个问题解答的环节。
And you know, at the end of his session, he asked the kids. He said, "So, kids, remember tomorrow when you open your gifts." The most important thing is not just the gift, but it's the giver, right? To appreciate your parents and also to remember that this is Christmas. This is about God's gift to us.
这个环节结束了以后，他提醒孩子们，你们明天早晨打开这个礼物的时候，不要只想着这个礼物，要想到这个礼物是谁给的，要想着你们的父母给你准备了这个礼物，要想着真正神为我们准备了基督耶稣作为我们最大的礼物。
And so he asked, like, will you remember this tomorrow? And some of the kids said yes, and some of the kids say with the sarcastic tone, sure.
当然他问孩子们说，你们能不能明天记着呀？有些孩子说是，然后有些孩子说，用这个比较讽刺的口吻说，当然啦。
So we have to, you know, keep reminding, this is, you know, as we receive gifts from God, it's great, but at the same time, these gifts can actually direct our attention away from the true message and to the material possessions.
我们要不断地提醒我们自己，当我们从神那里领受礼物的时候，这是一件很好的事情。但有时候这些礼物会使我们失去焦点，会使我们忘记这个是在这个物质的丰盛中忘记我们得到礼物的目的。
Okay. Sorry, let me just deal with some technical. Do we know why the clicker is not working?Yep, I just turn it on.
Oh, yeah.
There it is, yeah. So, the book of Deuteronomy, okay, is the fifth of the five books called Torah. It's the last one of the five.
生命记是律法书中的第五本，是最后一本律法书。
The first five books in the Old Testament talks about the history of the Israelites,and you know how they started as a nation and then how they eventually went to Egypt.
圣经中前五本书讲论以色列国的历史，他们怎么到埃及去。
And in Egypt, they were oppressed by the Pharaoh, and therefore God sent Moses to help lead the people to get them out of Egypt and into the promised land.
在埃及，他们受到了法老的压迫，然后呢，神就差遣摩西去把领他们出埃及，进入应许之地。
But the people, the generation of the Israelites did not obey God, and they rebelled against God. So they disqualified themselves, and instead of getting to the promised land, they ended up spending 40 years in the desert.
当然那个世代的以色列人他们犯罪没有能够进入应许之地，那么他们在旷野流浪了40年。
So after 40 years, you know, after the old generation of the people who are hard-headed and rebellious against God, most of them had died off. Now it's time for Moses to transition his leadership to the next generation.
当他们在事业旷野流浪40年以后，那个悖逆的世代，他们都已经大多数人已经死去。那么摩西在这个时候把他的领导权交给了下一代。
So Joshua is the new leader of this next generation who's eventually going to enter the promised land, Canaan.
约书亚是这个新的一代的领导人，那么他将带领以色列人进入应许之地。
So if you know this map shows the path, and I know maybe it's a little bit hard to see, but essentially on the left-hand side of that picture is the Egypt, and the people of Israel left Egypt. They went to the Mount Sinai, which is kind of down on that, you know, Sinai Peninsula, and they spent 40 years roaming this desert in the middle here.
大家可以看这张地图，这张地图的左边是整个埃及。那么神领以色列人出埃及，他们在旷野流，他们首先下到西乃山，然后在旷野流浪了四十年。
Eventually, they're gonna go up to the northeast, and then eventually, when they enter the Canaan, they will be coming in first by crossing the Jordan River up on the, you know, top right corner of that map.
那四十年之后，最终他们向会上西北方行。然后呢，他们进入迦南美地之前，是先要另外一侧右侧去越过约旦河。
You can see the stark difference even on the color of the map. How in that middle, right? That's the desert life. This is the life that the Israelites had to live. You know, Moses was leading people, you know, crossing the Red Sea, and they live in that, you know, desolate place. It's, you know, dry, and there's nothing in the desert.
你甚至可以从颜色中看出来，中间那部分是以色列人在旷野流浪四十年的情景。这是摩西领他们出埃及以后，他们在旷野不毛之地流浪了这四十年的地方。那里面没有什么东西。
And their stories are primarily covered in the Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers.
这部分的故事都在出埃及记、利未记和民数记中间记述了。
Now, skipping ahead.
那么再往前去。
So, on the, you know, when, you know, they transition to Joshua, Joshua eventually will lead the people to enter the Canaan, and that is a very green, lush land, you know, described in the Bible as the land that is flowing with milk and honey.
那么在这之后，之后发生的事情是约书亚领以色列人进入应许之地，这是一个非常丰盛的一个地方，那么也是所谓的流奶与蜜之地。
And in between that,
在那之间
right, in between the, you know, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Joshua is the book of Deuteronomy. So Deuteronomy is actually, from historical perspective, covers a very short period of time, but the content of Deuteronomy is mostly Moses repeating and reciting the laws of the Lord that the God has given to the Israelites that's been covered through Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. So it's like a review of the chapter.
那从在这个出埃及记、利未记和民数记与约书亚记之间是这个生命记。生命记从历史记载来讲是很短的一段时间，但它更多的是讲摩西不断的在重复在前三本书里面所记述的律法。那么回过头来，它是对前三本书，就是出埃及记、利未记和民数记的一个总结和复述。
And why does Moses devote a whole book for this?
为什么摩西花了整本书来谈论这个问题？
There are two key reasons. The first one is that Moses knows that this next generation, right? They're mainly, you know, after 40 years, the first generation mostly have died off, and a lot of the people who will enter the land are new generations, and they were either too little or they don't remember all of the wonders that God had performed when they were still in Egypt.
这方面有两方面原因。一方面原因是摩西知道，对于这个新生的世代，他们小的时候很小，他们在经历神的恩典的经历神的神迹的时候很小，他们可能不记得神所有大能的作为。
And the second reason is that Moses knows that as they switch from the desert life and they're about to enter the promised land with the abundance, right, that there is a risk that this generation may forget about God.
那么第二个方面是因为摩西知道，当他们从这个沙漠的不毛之地进入这个应许之地的丰盛的时候，他们可能因着这些丰盛就会忘记神的恩典。
And you know, Moses said in the passage in Deuteronomy 6 is especially a very important chapter, because in this chapter that Moses charged the Israel with Shema.
那么他这个生命记第六章是很重要的一章。那在这一章里，这个摩西就告诉以色列人，所谓的什么，就是他们最重要的一个诫命，放在这个头上的。
You know, the passage that says, "Hear, Israel, the Lord is your God; the Lord is one."
那么这一句话就是以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
That is, you know.That, you know, I don't know if you know, but in the Jewish religion today, that is still the most important prayer that they always recite in their service.
不知道大家知道不知道，这在今天的犹太人，这也是他们最重要的祷告，他们不停地重复这个祷告。
And because, you know, Moses said that when you eat and are satisfied in the land of Canaan, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God.
因为摩西说，当你们丰衣饱足，你们要小心，你们不会忘记耶和华。
So in the same way, I think you know this book is special for us who are mostly immigrated to the United States.
那么其实用同样的方式来想，这本书对我们这些到美国来、移民到美国来的人也同样重要。
Just as Moses charged.The Israelites, that the reason God gave them the land of Canaan is not so that they can enjoy the abundance, but so that they can obey God even more fully and become an example of righteousness to the rest of the nations.
就像摩西告诫以色列人，他们之所以要进入应许之地，得到神的祝福，不是为了他们自己，乃是让他们成为一个公义的国度，照亮当时的世代。
Many of us who are first generation immigrants.Consider the United States as like the promised land, right? It's the land of opportunity. And we have a much better quality of life here. But we should remember that the purpose of us, you know, that God granted us this good life in the U.S. is not so that we can just enjoy it for our own enjoyment, but so that we can live as an example of righteousness to the rest of the world.
对于我们很多第一代移民来说，这是一个美国也是我们的应许之地，也是一个充满机会的地方。但我们要记得，我们到了这个应许之地，神祝福了我们高品质的生活，不是为了我们自己，乃是让我们成为公义的榜样。
And in chapter 6, especially of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses also said that we should teach our children and our children's children, our descendants.
在这个生命记中，摩西说我们要教养我们的后代和我们后代的后代。
Because they live in a totally different culture, totally different environment, and they don't experience what we have experienced before. So we have this cultural gap between the second generation and the second generation. Our children do not live in the same culture as we did.
因为他们生活在不同的文化、不同的环境中，我们下一代和下下代，他们都生活在不同的环境里。
And not only is this true in terms of language and the difference between, you know, Chinese or American culture, but this is also true from the perspective of the digital technologies.
当然，这不仅仅是对于我们的后代而言，这些文化的差异不仅仅是一个语言的差异，是一个英文和中文的差异，更多的它也是一个技术的差异，包括我们现在的电子技术。
So we're not, this issue is not just affecting immigrants, first versus second generation. Like in the world today, even among the normal, you know, all of the American society, right, there is the term digital natives versus digital immigrants.
Okay. 那么这个问题不仅仅在影响着我们这些移民的后代，也同时在影响着美国本土社区的后代。他们就讲这个数字时代，这个我们有这个数字移民，就是大家都进入了一个不同的文化。
We are digital immigrants. We immigrated into the land where everything is all digital. We have experienced life before there was the internet, right? Internet came at some point during our lifetime, but our children especially the Generation G, you know, Z, the ones who are born in 1995 up to 2015, they're called digital natives. They never knew life without internet. They never knew life without smartphones.
我们是数字移民，我们从那个没有没有互联网的时代，一步一步的进入到今天的这个数字时代。那么，但是呢，我们的后一代，这个尤其我们叫做 Z 世代，他们是1995年到2015年出生，他们是这个数字时代的本土居民。
So the Generation Z, who is, you know, currently this covers all of the children from age 4 up to college students, undergraduates who are age 24, they make up about 74 million of the U.S. population.
这个所谓的 Z 时代，大概他们现在4到24岁，包括我们的儿童、青少年和这个大学生，他们大概有7400万人。
Because of the, you know, not, you know, technology and cultural difference, they have very different experiences. And over the next two slides, I want to share with you some of the key salient points that we got from some important surveys.
因为他们所面临这个数字时代，他们和我们所经历的文化是有很大的不同。下面两张幻灯片，我就和大家分享一下他们到底有哪些不同。
You know, before we talk about what the Bible says on in terms of how we as parents would react to this, let's look at, you know, how our, you know, what is life like for most of our children, especially in the area of their faith.
那么在我们讨论我们作为基督徒怎么样用圣经的道理去面对这些挑战的时候，我们先来看看他们这个世代到底是怎么样一个世代，然后看一看他们的信仰状况。
Okay, so so first observation is about their use of media. They are very they use the screen media, right? A lot more than us. At least in a more than half.Of the Generation Z used media more than 4 hours a day.
首先是对媒体的应用。大家可能发现他们用屏幕媒体要远远超过我们，大概有一半以上每天用4小时以上的屏幕媒体。
Because of that, they get most of their information, most of their values, and most of the influence from the screen media instead of from their family or faith community.
正是因为如此，他们从社交他们从社交媒体所得到的信息、价值观和影响，远远胜于信仰社区和家庭。
Also, there is we are only beginning to understand now, but we're noticing that this, you know, screen media is not the same as true interpersonal social relationship, because it turns out that a lot of our young generation now.Are actually experiencing more depression that is linked to the use of media.
也同样是我们现在刚刚开始理解到这个问题，就是这个社交媒体和人之间的面对面的人际交流是完全不一样的。也正是因为如此，这个社交媒体看来是增加了青少年患抑郁症的比例。
So our youth today are craving for genuine.And real personal interpersonal relationship.
我们的年轻人青少年，他们现在特别希望有真诚的人和人之间的交流。
Only very few, only 4% have solid biblical worldview.
大概另外一点，大概只有4%的这个Z 世代，他们有坚实的以圣经为基础的世界观。
When we ask particularly children who grew up in the church, what is the meaning of Christian faith? Most of them would say that it's the Christianity is about the goal of Christianity is to be happy.
那么当我们问这些从教会中成长的孩子，问他们到底基督教对你们的意义是什么，他们大多数回答说基督教最重要的意义是幸福。
Very few would describe words such as.Sin or righteousness or salvation when they describe their faith.
很少的孩子会用这个罪、这个公义和拯救来表达他们的信仰。
And if you ask their description of their faith is no different than all other people who believe in other religion or even don't believe in God.
他们对这个信仰的描述和那些不信神的人或者是其他信仰的人没有什么太大的差别。
And this is generally called, you know, moralistic therapeutic deism.
那么这种观点其实更多的应该被描述为道德治疗的神论。
Moralistic means, you know, to be Christian means that I have to be a good person.
所谓道德感就是说作为一个基督徒，哎，我给做个好人。
And then therapeutic deism is God, so means that, oh,God is a great psychologist in heaven. So whenever I have problem in life, I read the Bible so that, you know, I can find some life lessons that will help me, you know, heal my depression or whatever problem that I have with my unhappiness.
那么deism 这个词是指神。那么所谓的治疗神论就是指你这个当我遇到一些挑战，当我遇到问题，然后神呢，这个永生的神他会帮助我，帮我治疗这个问题，比如说把这个抑郁症给治好。
The in the current culture, the biggest the most important value of our youth is tolerance, plurality and inclusivity.
在我们现在的这个文化里，我们的孩子中他们文化上最崇尚的是宽容、多元和包容。
And this is taken to such an extent that most of the young people today do not want to offend anybody, and they're afraid to actually state what they really believe in for fear of offending other people and becoming or being considered judgmental.
这个所谓的宽容和多元和包容胜于真理，以至于他们这个道德上有相对主义，害怕冒犯别人或者做道德评判。
And in their reluctance to make any declarative statement about anything, they become anxious. And you know, a lot of our young people, you know, said that they have a hard time making decision or making up what do they, you know, making a statement of what they really believe.
他们不愿意对这任何事情做一些陈述性的宣告，以至于他们很焦虑。他们表示他们很犹豫对任何事情表达一个清楚的价值观。
So the issue of gender identity and sexuality is probably one of, if not the most, the divisive issue of the generation.
对于性别的意识和性的认识，这个对于性别的认定和性的认识，也是一个非常具有分裂性的一个问题。
One third of the, you know, Generation Z says that gender is what one feels inside, not what their birth sex is.
但三分之一的人说，这个性别是他们的一个内在认识，而不是出生了就有不同的性别。
And one in eight, Generation Z says their sexuality is something other than heterosexual.
八分之一的人不认为自己是一个异性恋。
Most do not consider faith or church as relevant anymore.
大多数人不认为教会和信仰和他们真正相关。
Especially when it comes to the issue of science, only 28% believe that the Bible and science are complementary to each other or compatible.
尤其是讨论到科学的问题，只有28%的人相信圣经和科学是可以相容的。
36% thinks that people at church are hypocritical, and 27% thinks that church is not a safe place to express doubt.
那这36%的人认为，有36%的人认为教会里的人是假冒伪善或者是伪君子。那么27%的人认为教会不是一个可以安全的表达怀疑的地方。
And lastly, a lot of youth pastors were also surveyed. You know, the youth pastors who work with this, with our children and youth.
那最后一点呢？有很多青少年的牧师，他们也在这个研究中被问卷调查过。
And they have expressed that their biggest challenge is not so much, you know, how to talk to the youth, although that is definitely a challenge. But the number one challenge is that parents do not prioritize their children's faith development.
他们讲他们最大的挑战不是怎么和青少年交流，当然和青少年交流也是有挑战。他们最大的挑战是家长不把孩子的属灵成长当作优先。
So most of the teens that were surveyed, you know,based on the survey, gave the impression to the the research institution that they almost never had any conversation with an adult in their life about their faith.
大多数的青少年，他们被调查研究的时候，他们讲他们几乎从来没有和这个成年人、大人讨论过信仰的意义。
And many also don't focus on making sure that their children participate fully in the programs that the church have for their children.
那很多父母他们也不坚持孩子去参与他们的青少年事工。
I've been serving in the youth and children ministry for over 12 years.
那么我在这个教会中，在儿童和青少年事工已经服侍了超过12年了。
And you know, I want to speak especially to you know parents who still have their children who still haven't left home because once they leave the home, our influence over our children's spiritual growth is pretty much nil.
那我想告诉那些当你们的孩子还在家里没有离开家的父母，当他们一旦离开家，我们对他们的影响信仰的影响力会大幅的减少。
And as I reflect upon, you know, this past 12 years, approximately about 10 to 20% of the alumni of our Sunday school are today still serving and still growing in their faith.
那么，当我回首这12年的事工，我们回头再看，大概只有在参加我们主日学的学生中，只有10%到20%，他们还在教会服事。
Another 25%, they come to the church occasionally, but they're not really growing.
另外25%，他们有机会会有时候偶尔会去教会，但是没有成长和服事。
And 50% to 60% of them don't even come to church anymore.
50%到60%，他们几乎不再去教会。
And I can tell you the one key predictor of the children's faith is whether their parents prioritize their children's spiritual development.
那我可以告诉你一个最主要的方式，我可以预测孩子最未来的属灵状况是孩子的父母是否把孩子的属灵成长当作优先。
And that's the reason why, you know, we as our family as well as other families that are serving the children's ministry, we encourage one another to stick with this ministry at this church.
这也是为什么当我家和这个很多其他参与儿童事工的家庭告诉我们，我们彼此鼓励，我们要在这个事工中继续发挥作用。
But this the Sunday school or whatever, the Friday night programs, these are not enough. The number one influencer to our children are the parents.
但是周日的主日学儿童主日学和周五晚上的这个项目，这些都不足以改变我们的孩子。最主要，我们是父母要在这上面下功夫。
So, Deuteronomy chapter 6 is especially paying attention, focusing us and teaches four great principles in terms of how we as parents can train and teach our children.
从生命记第六章我们可以学到四个重要的原则帮助我们教导儿童遵行主道。
So the four principles, number one is integrity.
这四个原则中第一条就是诚实。
So they all start with letter I, so integrity. And then the second one is instruction.
这是个四个 I, 第一条是诚实，第二条是教导。
And then the third principle is involvement.
第三条是参与。
And the fourth principle,is intelligent reasoning.
第四条是有智慧的礼遇。
Okay. First, the principle of integrity. In verse 5 and 6, so, Deuteronomy 6 says, first, you know, talk to the parents, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.These commandments that I give you today are to be in your hearts.
那首先关于诚实，这就是这个第五节所教导，第五节到第六节所教导我们的。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要牢记在心上。
So first and foremost, we as parents, we must love the Lord with our thoughts, with our actions, with our feelings.And place him above all other priorities in our lives.
那么作为父母，我们首先要尽心、尽意、尽性 爱主我们的神，把他置于所有其他的事情之上。
And that this commandments of God has to be in our hearts. That means we have to always keep it and remember it all the time. And we practice it not just when people can see us at the church or in social setting, but when people cannot see us.
我们必须把神的话语牢记在我们心里。我们行出来，不仅仅是在人前，不管是人前人后，我们都应该一致的行出来。
There is this one commercial that I really like.
有一个广告我很喜欢。
To illustrate this point, so a father was taking his young child, about 5 or 6 year old, to a carnival.
这故事讲的是一个父亲他在这个游乐园，他把孩子带大概五六岁的孩子带到游乐园去。
And then when they get to this merry-go-round, some kind of attraction, the ticket master said, "All right, you know, the price of the ticket is $5 per person, but for kids." If you're 5 year or younger, it's free.
Yeah. 那他们到了这个一个好玩的景点的时候，那个卖票的人说，这个大概是五这个票是5块钱一个人，那么五岁以下免票。
So he asked the dad, like, so how old is your son? And he said, oh, he's 6 year old, and then gave $10.
Yeah. 那么他问这个父亲说，你孩子大概多大年纪啊？然后呢，这个父亲说，哦，他已经六岁了。然后给了这个游乐园的这个管票的人10块钱。
And the ticket master, you know, whispered to the dad, like, "Hey, your son, you know, if you had told me that he's 5 year old, I wouldn't have known that."
那么这个卖票的人说，哎呀，你要跟我说你儿子五岁，我也不会知道的。
And the dad said, "Well, maybe you don't know." But he would know.
This father said, "Maybe you don't know how old he is, but this child knows."
So, you know, that beautifully illustrates the principle of integrity.
This very well shows us how important integrity is.
The second principle is instruction. As parents, we have to give instruction.
The second principle is instruction.
In this case, instruction is not just to tell our children, do this and do that. The point of this scripture in verse 7, impress them on your children. That's the NIV translation.
那么这个教导不是说告诉我们孩子做这不做，做这做那，不做这不做那，而是说像第七节所说的，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
And then there are other translations, you know, so when I look at this particular verse. This is the central verse that I wanted to focus on. There are actually many different ways of translating it because it's the word in Hebrew is very, very, has a specific context. So other translation says, diligently teach them or repeat to them again and again.
那么刚才他讲的这个NIV 说 impress them on your children， 那可能更多的是给你孩子留下深刻的印象。但我们中文的和合本已经翻译成殷勤教导他们。那么还有的翻译是，这是David 所要讲的一个很中心的一个信息。还有的翻译是说一遍又一遍的对孩子陈述教导。
So the point of this is not when we say instruction, we think of oh that means you have to say things. Yes.But the emphasis in this verse is not the saying and telling and teaching, but the fact that you have to do it again and again and again, and you have to be very patient.
那从希伯来文他刚才讲到这一段的希伯来文翻译。那么从希伯来文，可能这一段的重点还不是说教导怎么教孩子怎么说东西，而是一遍又一遍，一遍又一遍的向孩子陈述。
It's like when you teach your young child to ride a bicycle.
就像你教你孩子去骑这个自行车一样
，right? I don't know how many of you have that experience. Nobody has ever had a kid that they say, "Okay, this is how you ride," and then the kid would woo, you know, just like run in one shot.
我不知道你们有多少人有这个经验。没人说你告诉孩子说，哎，就这么骑的，他呜一下子就骑过去了，然后也不需要再学了。
They will, I guarantee, will fail and they will make mistakes.But you have to keep at it, and this takes a lot of patience.
那我们几乎可以肯定，他肯定会失败，然后肯定会再试一遍，然后这样逐步才会学会。
And sometimes you have to make a very strong point. It takes strategic thinking to find out those teachable moments so that you can impress the lesson in their heads.
那么有的时候我们需要，给他们加深印象，我们需要有策略的利用受教机会，当他们犯错的时候，专门去教导他们。
Another, you know, story that I saw from this, you know, series of commercial, it's done by a bank in Singapore, right? So it is the dad, you know, has this young son, and the son likes to look at this family heirloom. It's a beautiful antique vase.
另外一个故事，这是个新加坡的一家银行，它的发展的一系列的小短片，然后呢教导大家怎么教育儿女。那另外一个故事，这个父亲他有一个很昂贵的花瓶。
And the dad can tell that the, you know, this child is so interested and seems like he wants to touch it, so he, you know, he told the child, "This is our family heirloom. It's very valuable, right? So I want you to not touch it. Do not move it around."
那么这个父亲告诉孩子说，这是我们的家族的遗产，所以呢，它很贵重，所以你不要去把它到处乱搬，不要去碰它。
And so when the dad is going to travel out of town on a business, he called his son and said, "Hey, son, remember, I'm gonna go for a couple of days, and I want you to promise me don't touch, don't move this antique vase."
那么这个父亲发现了孩子对那个花瓶感兴趣，他就对他说，当他要出门的时候，出门旅行一段时间的时候，就对他说，说哎呀，你要向我保证，你不要去碰这个花瓶，不要去动这个花瓶。
And of course, as it turned out, the kid was curious enough to, you know, to touch the vase while the dad was away. And then, you know, he quickly put it back.
那么当然这个孩子等到父亲走了以后，那么他就很这个好奇，他就的确去动了这个花瓶，而又把它放回原处。
So when the dad came home, he saw that the vase have moved, and he called the child and asked, Did you play with the vase after you promised not to touch the vase?
那么父亲发现这个花瓶被移动了，他就把孩子叫过来说，你有没有碰到这个花？你有没有去碰这个花瓶？那么这个花瓶已经被移动了。
And you know, the child, you know, felt guilty and said yes, you know, and he started to, you know, he's about to cry.
那么这个孩子很有负罪感，那么就说是啊，然后他要哭。
He thought he was going to be punished.
他以为他要被惩罚。
And then his dad took that vase, looked at it.
那个他父亲拿到这个花瓶，然后看着他。
And then he let go and dropped the vase on the floor.
他就让这个花瓶掉，他把这个花瓶就扔到了地上。
It broke into pieces.
那么这个花瓶就碎了。
And the kid was surprised, was shocked, and he was crying. And
那孩子很受惊，被惊吓到了，他也很害怕，那他就开始哭。
Then his son, you know, kneeled down and told the son, the father kneeled down and told the son, "Son, the only thing that's precious in life is trust."
那么这个父亲跪到孩子面前，就是半跪在孩子面前，对他说，你知道孩子，一个人生中最重要的一件事情是信任。
So, of course, this is a fiction, but it is a reflection of some of a, perhaps, you know, real life story. But the point of this is that, you know, the dad is trying to teach his son that, you know, his being honest and admitting his mistake is more important to the dad than for him to, you know, than the vase itself.
Yeah, 当然这可能是一个编剧的故事，编造的故事，但是呢，它也可能是根据事实，根据现实生活所编的一个故事。那么这里面最重要的是，告诉我们，对于一个父亲来说，孩子对他说实话，要远远重于这个花瓶的价值。
And then the third principle is involvement.
第三个原则是参与。
In verse 7, you know, the scripture says, "Talk about them, talk about God's commandments when you sit." At home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up.
那么第七节所讲的是，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论。
It means that you need to find opportunity as you get in the day-to-day life of your children. Find every opportunity in those involvement to talk about, to discuss, to teach our children.
那么这意味着我们在我们人生中，我们要每一天和他们接触的每一天，都要寻找机会去教导他们。
When you know one of the best times for families to do this is when they sit down at dinner at home.
那一个最好的时机，这对于家庭而言，是当他们一家人坐在一起吃晚饭的时候。
Or when they travel together as a family during, you know, family trips when they go out.
或者是说我们一家人一起出门旅行的时候。
when they get up, you know, get up from bed, you know, ideally you pray together, but if you probably rush in the morning on the way to school, when you take your kids to school, have that time to have conversation.
那么他们一早起来的时候，可能最好的是和他们一起进行一个祷告。当然我理解大家有的时候大家要着急送他们去上学的时候，没有这个机会和他们一起祷告。
Or when you lie down, like right before kids go to bed, one of our favorite time as a family is to do Bible reading.
那么在那种情况下，当他们要上床睡觉的时候，你可以有机会和他们一起有一点属灵的时间。那么我们家最高兴的时候是我们一家人在孩子们要上床睡觉的时候一起读圣经。
And it's very important for parents to model this, to do it together with their children. It's the most effective thing if the parents can read the Bible together with the kids. At night.
最好的一种方式是父母作为一个榜样，父母和孩子一起在晚上睡觉之前和孩子一起读圣经。
And finally, the principle of intelligent reasoning.
最后一个原则是我们讲有智慧的理喻。
And you know, in verse 20 it says, in the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws that the Lord our God has commanded you, tell him.
那我们看到二十节写是，日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们的神吩咐你们的这些律法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说。
So the Bible expects that we have to be ready when our children eventually ask us about the meaning of this, and not just for us to expect blind obedience.
那么圣经期待着我们当孩子们问到我们这些神的话语的时候，我们能够给出有智慧的回答，而不是说让他们遵守就是了。
This is especially important in this time when a lot of people, a lot of youth, as we saw in the statistics, have a problem in reconciling the Bible and science or truth.
那么这个对当今的时代尤其重要，因为我们很多年轻人，他们不能够把圣经的真理和这个科学的发现把它真正的结合起来。
So, in conclusion, again, I just want to repeat that, you know, we have four principles from Deuteronomy 6. Integrity, instruction, involvement, and intelligent reasoning.
那么我们有这个我想总结一下，就是我们讲了这个四个爱，是要有诚实、教导、参与和有智慧的礼遇。
You know, let us as parents, you know, looking at the world that we live in today, it is even more important for us to raise the bar for ourselves.That we need to go beyond just thinking about how we individually grow, but really focus on how we can help our children to grow in their faith.
那么我们做父母的，面对着今天的时代，我们不得不提高我们自己的标准。我们不仅仅要让我们自己有属灵的成长，我们也要关心和想办法教育我们的孩子，让他们有属灵的成长。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your word, and we want to thank you for, your laws and decrees in the world where we are confused, where all of us as well as our young people are confused without clear guidance, without knowledge of the truth, that you still gave your word. And Lord, we ask that you inspire us to be diligent in studying your word and to wisely teach our children. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.